Now, at Christmas Eve, we walked around the wards as it got dark. I've got a picture of it somewhere, all of us, and I'll show you that in a minute. Going around the wards singing carols with the inside, the red inside of our capes, outside. We would be joined by some of the boys from the choir at the local church, most of whom had put up the Christmas decorations for us. Then we'd go downstairs into the restaurant or into the dining room, and we'd have coffee or tea. Yeah, tea was off ration by then. Tea and a cake of some sort, mince pie, I suppose. Then we, on day duty, would go around at the last minute. Then we'd come back to the ward and we'd go around and put round all the Christmas stockings, whatever they wanted, whatever we could let them have, all bits and pieces. Sometimes their relatives had brought bits in, you see, for us to put in. And if they were allowed it, and we'd got the doctor on the right side of us and he'd written them up for a bottle of beer, they could have a bottle of beer in there. But if they had a gastric ulcer and they were on a gastric diet, they could only have an extra bottle of milk. And I had a sister that was, another ward sister, who was on a women's gynae ward, and she could persuade her doctor to order a couple of bottles of beer as well. And I'd take her beer and give her one of my extra pints of milk for her ladies. So that was that. And then Christmas morning, the night staff would, of course, have to wake up the patients and get them organised, ready for their breakfast, so that by the time we came on, they were having their breakfast. And then we would, as soon as we possible, get them washed and dressed and out, so as their beds were all made up ready for when the surgeon came. Because every ward had its own turkey. And one of the surgeons, although mine was a medical ward, but usually the surgeons used to do it because they were better with a knife, and they would come and carve the turkey. And the nurses, because ever so many of the nurses would come on duty on Christmas Day because they had nowhere else to go. And so they would line up there with their trays, take the patients. I would have to watch to see what they were taking to the patients in the way of diet, of course, but they'd have Christmas dinner. And then after that, when the patients were all now, the visitors were there, the nurses would have their own dinner. They'd go down to the dining room, but very often there was so much left over anyway that they would eat it in the ward in the nurses' station. Somehow or other, we used to manage a bit of Christmas cake or something, and they'd have Christmas. Remember, we were talking about 1959, not all that long after the war, and we made fun of it. Unfortunately, then Boxing Day, I think they also had a long visiting time, 2 hours. By now they were beginning to get a bit tired, you know. But other relatives would have come in, and we couldn't allow too many at a time. But particularly if we had other very sick patients in the ward. But they kept the whole thing going for the afternoon. Amazing.